Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The New Orleans-based band Hooray for the Riff Raff is led by Alinda Lee Segarra, singer-songwriter who actually grew up about 10 miles from the WNYC studios here in New York. We first heard about the group back in 2012 when they released an album called Lookout Mama, an album that led NPR music critic Ann Powers to list them as her favorite new band of that year on Soundcheck's year-end survey. Now, Hooray for the Riff Raff is getting ready to release another album. This one's called Small Town Heroes, and today I'm joined by Alinda Lee Segarra and fiddler Yossi Perlstein to hear some of those songs. This one's called Blue Ridge Mountain. It's the band Hooray for the Riff Raff, live on Soundcheck.
Mountain, my head an overflowing fountain. Oh, my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain. But I never, never knew, I never knew, never knew, never, never knew, never knew. Well, I woke up this morning and I saw a new day dawning. Oh, I woke up this morning, but I never, never knew, I never knew, never knew, never, never knew, never knew.
Hooray for the Riff Raff, live on Soundcheck with their song Blue Ridge Mountain, which will be on their new album, Small Town Heroes, when it comes out in February. The members of the band here with us today, Alinda Lee Segarra, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, and Yossi Perlstein playing the violin. Alinda, that's pretty convincing Blue Ridge Mountain stuff from a girl from the Bronx.
Yeah, I learned a lot about music when I was just traveling around in the North Carolina area, you know, in Appalachia. So I feel like it's definitely influenced me a lot. And definitely Yossi's fiddle playing, too. So,
well, I was going to say, a lot of the fiddle stuff sounds very traditional, almost as if you had just kind of like stolen it from some old folk dance tune or something. How did you, when you were traveling around the Carolinas, were you backpacking? Was this on the train? How were you doing that?
It was backpacking, I guess you could say. We had backpacks. a lot of hitchhiking around, just, you know, kind of trying to be Woody Guthrie as much as possible.
Right. And, of course, there's so much great stuff in that part of the, you know, the Piedmont blues, which are different from the Delta blues.
Yeah, for sure.
The story is that you started in the Bronx and you eventually wended your way to New Orleans.
Yeah.
much of it via train, right? You did the hobo thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
yeah.
And people are going to think, what's he saying hobo for? It's not the 1930s. But that term is still used by people who ride the rails.
Yeah, I would say people are still proud to call themselves that, mm-hmm. I'd say.
And the 20th century American composer, Harry Partch, the guy who invented all these weird instruments, was a hobo and rode the rails.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yep. So there have been musicians who've done this before you,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What is that like? I mean, is it still like, you know, people think of 1930s films and stuff like that?
You definitely feel like you are outside of society, for sure. You're not very in touch with the average day of the average working person, I guess. When I was doing that, it was a number of years ago, so I didn't have a phone and I wasn't really like tapped into our like technological age, you know.
And that was by choice?
Yeah. I felt like at that point I was really trying to find myself, and I thought that was the best time to do it. You know, I didn't really have anything holding me down, so I thought that if I was going to take the opportunity, I should do it right then when I was really young, you know.
Heck of a way to see the country, too.
Yeah.
Did you absorb stuff? Did that come out in the songwriting?
Oh, for sure. I'd say so. I think Yossi could say that, too. We just have met a lot of really amazing people and heard a lot of really amazing music. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the way that I think both me and Yossi learned how to play was from people directly, not so much from records or anything, you know. Like in North Carolina, when I learned to play banjo, I was taught directly by people at old-time jams and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm. So you did kind of come to this style of music pretty naturally. It's
yeah,
the oral
so.
Tradition.
Yeah, and it really spoke to me when I went to the South for the first time. I felt like the music really spoke to me, and I felt like it really suited my voice, and just my songwriting style started growing from there. So
coming from the Bronx, that...
I'm not so good at rapping.
And when you got to New Orleans, what made that seem like the place to... stop and settle down.
It's a really welcoming musical community. They're really welcoming to beginners also, I'd say. And there's a really big street music scene there.
Of course, it's
a really great way to make some money if you're a musician. And you can also gig every night if you want.
Although we think of New Orleans, we think of, you know, the jazz scene, old-time jazz, some more modern stuff. And, of course, they have a great hip-hop scene. Is there a folk music scene there as well?
It's definitely growing, for sure. I'd say in the time that I lived there, I've seen it grow a lot. There's a lot more emphasis on songwriting, and a lot of people are using the old forms that they know so well to make new songs. I think that's really great to keep the city going.
We're speaking with Alinda Lee Segarra, the singer and songwriter behind the band Hooray for the Riff Raff. Where does that – who are the Riff Raff?
We are.
What was that, Yossi?
We are.
So this has been a kind of variable band for a while. Is it pretty much set now?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yossi's been my right-hand man for a while, or my partner in crime, as I like to call him. But it's basically, you know, it's instead of using my name or Yossi's name, it's just a band name, but... When we play live, normally we have a bigger band. We like to mix it up a little bit.
Well, it's you and Yossi here in the Soundcheck studio today. You want to do the title track from the new record?
Sure. I'll do Small Town Heroes.
The album comes out on February 11th, but here's a live performance of the song Small Town Heroes by Hooray for the Riff Raff.
She was the queen. She got all her drugs for free. She walked up to her daddy's door. He said, "You don't live here anymore." She wanted love, wanted love. Oh, but she just couldn't get enough. Darling, says, baby, already on my way. They wanted love, wanted love. Oh, but they just couldn't get enough. All these people and all these things, now what's the point in a wedding ring? 'Cause we might not be here when next year comes. Oh, I guess you gotta watch your back and carry a gun. You go. I threw you out where the cold winds blow. Are you in Vidalia with your no good mom? I just couldn't watch you stick it in your arm. You wanted love, wanted love. Oh, but I just couldn't give. From the boogie down to Bowling Green, I rode the night train to infinity. Well, I tempted fate and I acted smart. Oh, I grew some callous on my heart. I wanted love, wanted love. Just couldn't give enough, enough. Well, all these places, yeah, all these towns, now what's the point in settling down? 'Cause we might not be here when next year comes, so you better live it like you're on the run.
That's called Small Town Heroes. It will be the title track of the next album by the band Hooray for the Riff Raff. The album comes out on February 11th. Here's a song called The Body Electric.
Said you're gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river. Shoot me down, put my body in the river while the whole world sings. Sing it like a song. The whole world sings like there's nothing going wrong. He shot her down, he put her body in the river. He covered her up, but I went to get her and I said, my girl, what happened to you now? I said, my girl, we gotta stop it somehow. Up the leaves. leaves of September like an old sad song. You heard it all before. Well, Delia's gone, but I'm settling the score.
That's called The Body Electric from the band Hooray for the Riffraff, represented here in our studio today by Alinda Lee Segarra on vocals and guitar and Yossi Perlstein on violin. So, Alinda, that's kind of a meta take on the murder ballad tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my response, I guess, to the history of murder ballads. I feel like there's been a lot of really amazing ones in the past that told these really beautiful but tragic stories. But I felt like in more recent times, they've been used more as a, you know, like a really kind of something to get a rise out of the audience and be a little edgy. And I felt like we were really separating ourselves from the messages in those songs. And I felt like so often they were about killing women that I thought maybe a woman should speak up a little bit and be like, hey, that's me you're talking about.
So the narrator here is keeping score.
Yeah, yeah.
As she almost says, word for, you know, Delia's gone, but I'm settling the
yeah.
score. So the idea of, you know, modern murder ballads as opposed to old ones. I mean, old ones, mothers killed sons
yeah,
and sisters
exactly.
killed each other. But now it's mostly guys killing girls.
I would say so. I'd say that it was more of my personal feeling about them. I'd say I was just thinking a lot about reading the newspaper and seeing so much violence against women in our times and in our everyday life that I thought that our musical world should be a place that we could escape to and have some kind of safety for women as opposed to hurting them there too.
and a little agency as well.
Yeah.
The band Hooray for the Riffraff has the new album coming out on February 11th called Small Town Heroes. And we've been hearing some of it, kind of a preview on the show today. After all the wandering that you guys did, you know, Carolina's backpacking, trains throughout the rest of the country and stuff, it seems like you are eminently suited to what to most people is a very difficult and odd lifestyle, that of the traveling musician.
Yeah, I think I feel like I was born into it. I feel like I finally found my natural state, I think, is being in motion. Would you say that for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Although we do love to be at home every once in a while, make a meal and drink some tea.
So let me ask you now. You come back to New York occasionally, and you have these two other gigs coming up early in April here in New York. When you come back to New York, does it feel like a homecoming of sorts?
It feels like I feel very happy that I grew up in New York City because I come here and oftentimes with people in our band, they've either never been here before or they're not from here. And I come here, I'm like, all right, I know this place. I know how to get around. I know my spots. I know how to take the train. And that's a really amazing feeling. It's been so great to get so much support from people here too.
Well, Hooray for the Riffraff has been with us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Watch for the album Small Town Heroes out on February 11th. Alinda, Yossi, thank you so much for playing for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.